I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And the wait continues for the Jets. It's almost like now we just stand outside waiting for the puff of white smoke. Like we are at that point right now where we're all just waiting for that moment whenever Aaron Rodgers is ready to tell us whether he's going to the Jets or whether he is going into retirement. But for the Jets, the options are coming off the table. If you're just joining us, the news is not great. So if you were hoping to get Derek Carr, you already know, nope, he didn't wait. He went to New Orleans. If you were hoping that, okay, well, plan B could be Jimmy G, nope. According to Adam Schefter and Diana Rossini, he is signing a 3-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. If you thought, well, we can always fall back on Mike White, nope. He is signing, according to Adam Schefter, a 2-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. Zach Wilson is the only one in the chat right now, Bart Scott. The only one in the chat. And what we're hoping for is that Aaron Rodgers will eventually enter the chat. But in the meantime, we have your calls. 800-919-3776 to discuss it all. I just want to know the anxiety level of the Jets fans right now. Jets Twitter, where are you right now with this news? Because I have tried to maintain a level of confidence to believe that the Jets did everything that they needed to do to sell to Rodgers the move to the Jets. They have also done everything they needed to do to work out a deal with the Packers that all reports say works on both sides. The waiting game, you have to show some patience. And that's what you need to do there. And that's fine. But it's getting kind of thin out there for second options if Rodgers somehow decides he just doesn't want to play anymore. Like I said, I saw him last night at, it used to be called Staples Center, it's now crypto.com, but it's basically Staples Center. The Knicks and the Lakers played last night. He was at the game. He didn't sit courtside, though. Denzel did, Spike did, but no Aaron Rodgers. But saw him in the back of the house, and, you know, again, there were some people around, and it was all kind of the same little jokes about, you know, what you want to do. And golf courses in New Jersey, if you love playing golf, and all those things that we all love to have fun with. But the one person he did speak to a little bit about it on the record, and not really about anything in particular, but just the answer that he gave to Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete podcast was simply what his future is going to be. And Rodgers let us know it won't be long.
Hey, Rod.
Chemistry here.
What we doing, A-Rod?
Stay tuned.
How long we gotta wait?
Well, I think it won't be long. There's a time limit for all this.
Can I break the news? Especially if it's the Jets, because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm an all-time Jet.
He did say, see, the two things he said there, it won't be long, and there's a time limit on this. So hopefully that time limit is within this next hour. Because Bart, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. And when it's hour number three on Bart and Han, what's that mean?
It means it can only be one thing. The power hour, 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 hour.
Let's hope it's not the sour hour.
Yeah, man.
But still, if you were going to say, so he said there's a time limit. So Rodgers himself says there's a time limit. What would you suggest if you like? Just what do you think that time limit is? When do you think is the that you know 11th hour midnight? When does it strike midnight for him when he knows? All right, I got to say something.
Tuesday.
Have we hit it with Jimmy G off the table now?
Tuesday, it's got to be so Tuesday for me.
Some point tomorrow,
it's got to be Tuesday. I got to know, man. Like people are getting signed, people are coming off the board. Like I need to know, man, because people are listen. They don't. I'm sure it's not official to the 15th. But these deals already been done. People been courting other people, and I haven't been in there dating because I'm locked in on you.
Right, and I'm staying committed to you, which is the other part of it too. I'm not giving up on it. I'm staying committed to the process. I'm just waiting it out. But still, you got to know, And that's, you know, remains the one thing that I just feel like could be holding this up. It's stupid. But this is, again, he likes to control his message. He likes to control what he's going to do and say when he says it. And we all know that each week he likes to go on his friend Pat McAfee's show. And last year, Pat McAfee was the one that broke the news on his show without Rodgers being there. But McAfee was the one who broke the news that Rodgers was going to sign the extension and stay with the Green Bay Packers. So you just wonder if that's going to be the same modus operandi that they go through this year as well. Is that what he wants to do? And will that be tomorrow that they do this on that show? Remains to be seen. But right now, anxiety level, yes, very high. Jose in Brooklyn, where are you at right now with this?
Oh, it's very high as well. I'm actually very, you know, it's very cold red right now. I don't know what's going to happen in this situation. I'm hoping that, you know, a deal was already set in stone and this is just part of the waiting out process. But this is going to be, you may need to talk me off of a ledge, Alan, if I hear that Zach Wilson is the quarterback next year.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Bart's going to have to talk all of us off the ledge for something like that. Because
I might push y'all and jump behind y'all. What you mean?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone this far. Like, we've gone this far.
And this was always my fear. And that's why I always said go with the sure thing in hand. But you know what? This is the merry-go-round of playing the soap opera that is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. Thanks, Jose. And if you're Rodgers, though, don't you have to know, man, if I screw these people, like, you can't even go to New York. Like, you can never visit New York ever again. Like, that's a bad look. If you just all of a sudden go, you know what, I don't feel like playing.
Giants fans be happy. Like, ooh, yeah. Keep it our town.
Good point. Art's in the Bronx. Art.
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's How good? You doing?
All right.
You know, you got to know that each time the Jets lose an option, Rodgers gets more control. See, that's the key is control. Right. And I got to give it to him, man. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. And if he does get with the Jets, he's in charge.
Yeah, but the only control he has is he only has one team. So, like, what control
That's
does he
you
have?
That's all you need, isn't you it?
No. You need two. And he has retirement or go home.
He's walking away from 60? Yeah, is he walking away from 60 million, Art? I mean, that's the thing. You got to feel
and
like.
And if the Jets want a two-year commitment, that's 100.
Yeah, you're right. Mm,
no, that's more like 120.
Well,
right?
We shall see. Art, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, no, like, again, we don't know where his heart's at. But I'll tell you what, that's a lot of money to just decide I don't feel like playing anymore. Now, B in Brooklyn, Bart, when we talk about plan Bs or fallback plans, this is one that we're all going to – I don't know, man. B, go ahead. Let Bart know what you think could be a plan
B. You know
B.
What up? Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon, Bart. Good afternoon, Art. You know, great game by the Knicks anyway. So I don't know why we didn't send Bart to deal – with Aaron Rodgers, Brooklyn style. I don't know why Bart didn't go down over there
just get
in
aggressive.
California and deal with him. Get aggressive and deal with him, jack him up a little bit. But if that don't work, we don't get Lamar. We could always go back to Sam Darnold.
Oh,
be a
boy.
Wonderful story.
Oh, boy.
You ain't saying that with a straight face, man. Like, he will be available, that's for sure.
He will.
I mean, you heard.
Can you imagine
heard,
we start going there, Baker Mayfield? Like, can you imagine we start doing that? Well, you know, Baker wasn't that bad.
Well, you heard, hey, man, you heard Woody. Right, you heard Woody talking about Jacoby Brissett. Oh, God.
See what you're doing already? Now, Ralph in Edison, not worried. Ralph, how are you so confident or calm about this?
Yes, guys, we need to relax. We need to relax.
Okay.
At the end of the day, they had a meeting last Tuesday. I'm pretty sure the Jets said, hey, look, take your time. Make a decision by Monday, Tuesday. So the last 6, 7, 8 days, it doesn't really matter, right? It's him doing other things that he needs to do, whether it's – I'm sure he has other businesses. He had the event this past weekend. Now, today, tomorrow, is the day where we're going to hear from him. And if we don't, that's when we need to start panicking.
Man, he was hanging out at a Knicks-Laker game last night. He didn't look too busy. He looked pretty chill.
Right. Right, with the Jets, right? So – they told him, hey, Monday, Tuesday, make a decision. Like any person, any job, corporate job, if they told you, hey, make a decision by Monday, Tuesday. You're not going to take Friday and say, hey, I'm going to take the job. You're going to take your time. You know, obviously he's thinking about it, not saying he's not thinking about it the past 6-7 days, but Monday, Tuesday, I'm sure he marked it on his calendar, I really have to start thinking about it and make a decision by then.
Yeah, well, he said that to Brandon Marshall, how there's a bit of a deadline here he's got to get to, so he'll get to it. And Bart said it's got to be by tomorrow. Alan's in the truck. Alan, how are we feeling?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's good?
Hey, not much, man. Just want to get to this Aaron Rodgers stuff. Because, like, all right, we already see the Raiders is off the table now, so he's not going there. That's kind of good. That's good for us, you know? But I'm still nervous about the Tennessee Titans. Because I remember last year, right, before he signed back with the Packers, everybody saying he was going to go to the Titans, and how he, like, and Tennessee is like a new, in the country, the real estate is actually good now. Like, it's going up in the world.
He has a home there.
Yeah, he's got a place there. But, Bart, what have we seen from Tennessee this offseason?
Tennessee is selling all their assets off. You're not bringing Aaron Rodgers in or think you can get Aaron Rodgers if you're trying to trade Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Right? They cut Robert Woods. They got rid of, you know, Tyler Lewan not coming
Taylor
back.
Tyler Lewan, right.
Mm-hmm. You don't put King Henry up there and say, hey, here, Aaron Rodgers, here's no running game for you to play with.
Right. I don't know. I think they sound like they're going through a bit of a reset right now at that team, and I just don't know if that makes sense. But you know what? Again, we just saw this with Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks. Is that all along you thought, oh, they're the only team involved. They're the only team involved, and it took a little while, and they couldn't get it done. Then all of a sudden, somebody just swooped in last second, something maybe a situation that is more amenable to what he wants, and he decided to go in that direction instead. Steve in Connecticut. Steve is a Giants fan. How are you feeling about this, though, Steve?
You know what? I'm a Giants fan. Oh, first of all, Bart, are you on the ESPYs yet? That's what I need to know. And that was the main question, but the main
ESPYs.
But yeah. I'm a Giants fan, but I don't want Rodgers there, not for the competition, because I don't want to. I want healthy competition for the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't want to see him go there, gut the program, because it's a Rodgers thing. Rodgers gets what he wants all the time. You know, he's a control freak. The box showed you that he's a control freak. So I don't want him there. I don't want him there for that reason. I want the Jets to stop bagging on this last ditch. I want this guy, and that's it. Don't hang everything on that one person, because you're going to ruin everything else. Two of your guys already left. Carr's gone. Garoppolo's gone. So you're going to fall back on Wilson? But I don't want him there. I'm not afraid of the competition. The competition is great for New York. Giants are doing good. Jets are doing is great for the city. You know, the Knicks are doing good. So, listen, I don't want him there for that purpose.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, really kind of stuck on it now. You're all in at this point. Ahmed in Queens. Ahmed, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like to say 2 points really quickly. One about the quarterback. He's an older quarterback. A lot of these old quarterbacks don't want to go to a new system and learn. I think that's why they got that OC, and basically he's going to go in there. He's going to know the system. He doesn't have to learn much. He's going to be leading these guys and teaching them. But more importantly, the Jets said all or nothing on him, because they see the other quarterbacks as first round and bye. You know, they're going to make the playoffs and then maybe lose. But can you imagine Aaron Rodgers in cold weather leading this team, let's say in Buffalo or Cincy? That's the guy that's going to get us there. Nobody else is going to get us that championship.
I mean, that's what they're hoping for.
That was the narrative when you think about Derek Carr, his record on, you know, cold weather games and all that stuff. You know, when you think about it, I mean, listen, it's tough. I mean, listen, clearly they know more than we know. And hopefully, you know, they've had an understanding, because it doesn't seem like they're panicking over there. They've been optimistic and pretty confident for a while. So I'm just going to lean on that they think that they know what they're doing and see how that works, because I think we got 34 hours, right? I think we got 36 hours.
At least that's, yeah. I mean, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, 36 hours, and we'll know for sure in 36 hours.
All right, so, well, Sam Hunt is coming to the PNC Bank Arts Center on Saturday, July 8th. By then, will we know if Aaron Rodgers is a Jet? Also, he'll be at Northwell Health at Jones Beach Theater on Friday, July 14th. So right now, be caller number 12 for Aaron Rodgers. Right now at 888-987-ESPN, you'll score a pair of tickets to the show at Jones Beach. It's brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com for full contest rules. Go to ESPN New York. 800-919-3776. Just taking a quick peek at Shefty and everybody else and seeing if there's anything new on the front in the NFL. We do not, so let's continue with calls. And we've got Rob in North Salem. Rob.
Hey, listen, guys. What's up, man? I don't know if y'all remember me. I'm the one who cut my damn pinky off for Aaron Rodgers, all right? Well, I don't know how I feel. I want my pinky back. I'm just confused. Like, no, all seriousness, I feel like we're going to get him. I do. I just feel like with everything happening, I don't know, man. I know it's like tampering and stuff. I think stuff under the table, guys kind of know, you know, like Derek Carr knew, let me sign with Vegas because, you know, Derek Carr knew to sign, I lost my thing. Right, with the Saints because he figured Rodgers. So I feel like they know, but not really, but. So I feel like he's coming, but I'm just nervous. It's like
that's the anxiety. Like, that's exactly it.
I'm a Jets fan, and I just want to enjoy these games like I've never enjoyed them in my life. And I just can't wait. Can't wait, man. All right.
somebody said that once. Great. Thank you, Rob. I mean, that's if you're going to draw optimism, that's what you draw from, is the sense of Derek Carr, the reports were that the Jets were actually his top choice.
Yeah,
and he waited a little bit, and then the Jets met with Aaron Rodgers, and then all of a sudden, like a day later, Derek Carr signed with the Saints, who made him a priority. So it's like as if Derek Carr kind of got this sense of, yeah, man, they're all in on him, man. Don't even wait. Jimmy G could have also, like, said, all right, let me give it a day, and maybe I'll meet with the Jets tomorrow if, you know, Rodgers decides he's not going to play. But Jimmy G just signed with the Raiders, didn't wait. So maybe do they know something? But I also then tell myself, but if somebody knows something on that end, it would be in the media. Like an agent would say, agents always do this. The purpose of the media, like, well, why didn't you wait and meet with the Jets? Oh, man, they're in on Aaron Rodgers, man. It's going to happen. You'll see. Like, right. We have not seen a report like that yet. So that's the part that we're really confused by this. And I'll tell you what. We are talking about it. This whole market is going to be gripped right now with this. And when he does sign, we'll be so relieved that he does, or does not sign, but you know what I mean, does agree, we'll be so relieved that we'll be celebrating it. That's how you control your own message. That you have so. Everybody is so happy it's over and that there's a positive ending that we'll celebrate it.
He's going to come in with some cockamamie story like I was, you know, I was sleeping on it, you know what I mean? I was figuring everything out, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure it was the right move for me. And, you know, it's really more than just football. You're thinking about moving across the country and you're doing all these other things. And, you know, and the Jets, too, were they sure they wanted me? I mean, hey, I'm an old guy. Like, you know, he'll do all that stuff, right? He'll do that stuff. Have fun with it. But, you know, the players got quiet real quick, too. Did you notice that?
Crickets. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that got quiet real quick. I wonder if they all said something. Now, Bart, there are some people that are wondering, is this what Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh wanted, or is this what Woody Johnson wanted, and they're just kind of following orders? Because this really does put Joe Douglas in a tough spot. Because if somehow, some way, Rodgers decides not to play, Joe Douglas suddenly had an opportunity to get quality starting veteran quarterbacks, and they're off the table now. Puts him in a really tough spot.
Super tough spot, man. But I want to say that they considered all scenarios when they first went down this rabbit hole to say, okay, are we going to try and pursue Aaron Rodgers? I want to say they had these discussions, and we knew that, you know, Jimmy G was a backup plan. Now that's gone. You know, a lot of people don't want to be other people's backup. So, like, now we got to see what happens going forward as far as, you know, I mean, we can go off. It can get crazy.
You sound exhausted right now. That's hilarious.
Because outside of Matthew Stafford, like a fan now. Outside of Matthew Stafford, I don't know where you go after, you know, no Aaron Rodgers, because so many people have already left. So, it needs exactly. We got to get her done. It's time to get her done.
All right, report here. Again, this is not Rodgers related, but. Let's see. This is James Palmer, NFL Network. My understanding is the Chiefs are out on Orlando Brown Jr. moving forward.
Yep. You said that. So he's about to go get the bag, yeah.
Yeah, you said that. So we'll see where it goes with him. And you did mention potentially, right, that the Jets could try to get in on something like that as well.
I mean,
clearing a lot of cap space.
I mean, anybody can, right? I mean, he's going to be one of the most sought-after left tackles. You know, 26, 25-year-old left tackles don't sit on markets or aren't available that often, you know, unless they're via trade. So we'll see what happens you know, we heard the reports of maybe them pursuing Laramie Tunsil. Let's see if they have something in the works.
800-919-3776 is the number. William in Brooklyn. William.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Bart, you a beast, bro. You a beast.
I appreciate it.
But listen, I was talking about Rodgers. Rodgers is great in cold weather. You know, now question. He was injured quite a few times already.
Who?
Jets always get that bad luck. Aaron Rodgers.
Who was injured?
He's only missed one game Rodgers in 5 years.
He missed one game in the last 5 years, and it was COVID.
How about when he broke his labrum?
That was 6 years ago.
It was six years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was 6 years ago. You're right. But, you know, I don't want him to go over there and get injured on us, and then where we at?
Well, I mean, that's every team, though. You know, honestly, William, every team has that concern, is that, you know, you get all in. I mean, when Tom Brady went to the Bucs, you know, he could have got – what if he got hurt, right?
Like Peyton Manning went there with a career-ending injury.
Yeah, Peyton Manning had to manage that injury, had a career year, had to set records, and then had nothing left in the tank when they ended up winning the Super Bowl despite all that. But, no, I you can't worry about the injury side of things. Mark in the Bronx. Mark.
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
I have a theory that the Jets get him, get Rodgers, turn around and trade him back to an NFC team like the Cowboys or the Vikings.
Well, no, I don't see that happening, especially
at all.
No, the Jets get him and then trade him. Why would they fly across the country and meet with him face to face just to trade him to another team?
So I understand that because they're the only ones that can actually get the trade, being that they won't trade him.
But you wouldn't have to meet with him. All you would have to do is get compensation. Like, all right, how do we make the trade happen? You would talk to the Packers. You wouldn't talk to him. I mean, they flew everybody over here
in LA to
talk to him.
See what's going on. Everybody going crazy.
Yeah, we're all going crazy now, Mark. Yeah, I appreciate it. We're all going crazy now, coming up with all these conspiracy theories. But then there's is it Glenn or Glean in the car?
It's Glean, actually.
Glean. All right. I just want to make sure.
Hey, how you doing?
Misspelling. Right. So you're right. We're gonna move on from Rodgers, and you're gonna now let's go with somebody else, right? Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if somehow this goes bust, I mean, right. unfortunately, you're dealing with the quote-unquote low-ranked quarterbacks with Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold, and possibly Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. Which of those three would you pick?
See, Kay and Don, they call this the flotsam and jetsam. This is where you get into that point where that's what you're picking from. Bart, all right, Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold, or Ryan Tannehill, if you had to choose, which is the guy you would take?
Ryan Tannehill.
I agree.
Ryan Tannehill is not even close.
And I'm not even that excited about that, to be honest with you. All right, we'll continue with the calls. You can see the level of anxiety we are at with Jets fans right now as we are all waiting. It really has now reached that point. With Jimmy G off the table, the anxiety has heightened. We are at that point now where it's literally just waiting for the white smoke to come out of the chimney. That's where we're at right now, and I understand it. Keep it locked in right here, because this is the station that will have it for you first and foremost. We will get it right away, and the minute we have it, you will hear it from us. We are, of course, the home of the Jets. We do have Bart Scott right here with us, so there's nowhere else to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We are now in it now. It is Aaron Rodgers' watch. It is now there because if you're just joining us, options off the table for the Jets. We already knew Derek Carr, gone. He's with the New Orleans Saints. Well, today, as legal tampering season has begun in the NFL, meaning you can talk to free agents and you can get to agreement in principles, and then Wednesday obviously is when it all officially begins, Jimmy Garoppolo will sign with the Vegas Raiders. So he's off the table as well. And if you were hoping maybe Mike White could be available, because you love Mike White and what he did with the Jets, he went to the Miami Dolphins, or at least will be going to the Miami Dolphins on a two-year deal. So the options are starting to dwindle. And even Lamar Jackson, the Jets could negotiate with him because he's on the non-exclusive franchise tag. But if they did come up with a deal with him, the Ravens have the ability to match and keep him. So there's no guarantees there either. Joe Douglas right now probably pacing the floor in his office as the reports are that all they're waiting to do to get this deal done is hear from Aaron Rodgers whether or not he wants to play or not. 800-919-3776. Let's go to, where do you want to go, Bart? We got a lot of calls. Let's get to as many as we can, but there's someone that you want to go to in particular. I'm going to give you the dealer's choice.
Let's go to Peter. Let's start with defense.
All right, Peter. Peter in Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Guys are great. Listen, I have let's say the Jets pick up Rodgers, right? We have top five defense. Do you think that he will improve the defense? The defense will play better because they'll be off the field more often?
Yeah. That's a great point. Bart?
Say that again. What do you feel about
the presence of Aaron Rodgers, because the offense will be better, does it improve the defense because they're not on the field as much?
Absolutely, and they can play with a lead, and then you can see those sack totals going up because they're unpredictable, predictable down in distances, and understanding that they got to go ahead and throw the ball because they're behind. They got to play catch up, and you know that's been the difficult part. Teams that have been able to have dealer's choice whenever dealing with the Jets. Because no matter how well they play, it's still a tight game. But when you go down two scores, you have a top defense, then you become one-dimensional, then that's when you can eat. You saw that happen with Philadelphia. We don't know about Breece Hall. They let Robinson go. So we'll see what happens. I know they love Bam Knight. Let's see if they go get another veteran guy. Let's see if they're in the market for one of these veteran guys that's out there that wants to come and maybe play for a couple of years. And so you can go with the really running the ball. Nathaniel Hackett is known for having a great run game when he was with the Jaguars. Let's see if that's what it's about, too.
All right, let's go to Jimmy in Franklin Square. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right.
Just want to say you're my favorite show. It's the only one I want to listen to all day.
Appreciate it.
So I'm a little bit worried, but where I'm putting my faith in is that the whole hierarchy, they want to go see, you know, Rodgers in California, wherever he went. They came away. They made moves like they're, you know, they restructured deals. They don't seem panicking. They didn't seem to make a difference with Jimmy G or try to go in on him. So I think they know what's going on, and, you know, they're professionals. They're good at what they do, and that's where I'm putting my faith.
That's the only place you can put it, Jimmy. I mean, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. You feel like the Jets did everything they needed to do to make sure Aaron Rodgers understood how important he was to them. They made him the priority. They didn't say it's you and a couple other guys. They didn't say, well, we're also going to – they did talk with Derek Carr, but that was before they had permission to talk with Aaron Rodgers. In fact, while they were talking to Derek Carr, it's very interesting that all of a sudden the Rodgers thing was like, hey, don't forget, I'm available. Okay, let's go talk to you then. So that stuff is still there. It's just a matter of we don't know why we're waiting. Maybe the Jets know why, and they are just being what they should be right now, which is close to the vest about it. And eventually this will all make sense. But the fear, of course, in Jets fans, yeah, of course. But the fear in Jets fans is obvious because we are used to being that team that just gets kicked when they're down. We're used to it. So right now you have that fear that it's going to happen again. Neil in Hell's Kitchen. Neil, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Let's just put this to rest real quick. First of all, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. They don't restructure and get rid of people and let Mike White go and open up salary cap if he's not coming on board. And secondly, what this really is an Aaron Rodgers ego play. If you remember the 2005 draft, what happened to Aaron Rodgers?
They made him wait.
He sat. He sat. And he went 24th in that draft, and they kept on taking close-up pictures of him and videos, and Aaron's waiting, and Aaron's waiting, Aaron's waiting. He just wants to be the prom queen right now and take his 24 hours of, like, what about me? Okay? And that's all that's going on. Mike White does not leave the Jets if this is not a done deal.
See, I feel the same way, Neil, but here's what I don't understand. Like, what? Like, you think he's literally Aaron Rodgers just sitting around, like, just, I'm just going to go about my business. I'm not going to say anything. I know what I want to do, but I don't want to say anything now. So I'm going to screw other stuff. Like, you think he's just doing that? Like yesterday when I saw him at Staples Center and he looked calm, cool, hanging out, just chill. Like, you think in his brain, like, he knew what he wanted and he was just like, I'm going to make these people wait.
Yeah, he's eating it up. You got to remember, the guy's on a 4-day dark retreat. He's from California. He's not a New Yorker. He's a quack. He's a little bit Looney Tunes upstairs. So he's just eating this up a little bit. That's all that's going on. The Jets don't make the plays that the Jets made if this is not happening. This is a done deal.
That's what you want to believe. Neil, from your lips to God's ears, this is a done deal. That's what I think that's what a lot of people are starting to feel here. And I don't know, does it change the way you view him when he does announce that he is coming to the Jets? Mike in upstate New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, Barton? How's it going, guys?
All right, we're good.
Good. I completely agree with Neil. I think the guy is a straight drama queen. All he wants is attention right now. I'm just wondering if he's listening to the Wisconsin radio or the New York radio. Wondering if he's hearing fans plead for, you know, which team wants some more. That's what I'm really wondering about.
Well, Green
about.
Bay, they're done. The fans there are done. The franchise is done. Even the media up there. He said his goodbyes. He got tearful, if you remember. In the last game, he actually spoke and mentioned each reporter by name. Like, but things that he's going to miss. If this is it, I'm going to miss. And he was getting tearful. I think they've already said their goodbyes to each other. I think the fan base there is ready to move on. The franchise clearly is. So I don't think he cares about anything. I don't think that's the part that he's worried about. I think he's thinking is all about New York right now and how it will be to come to New York. And once you come here, you know you're in the crucible. I mean, there's no avoiding it.
100%. The thing is, why hasn't he even come out and say to Green Bay, hey, you know, I still want to come out and play for Green Bay, at least, even that.
Well, no, they said, no, I think he's already said.
I think he just wants to really hear. He really just wants to hear everybody talk about him until he gives it out when he's ready on his terms.
Well, of course, yeah. And, Mike, thanks for the call. That's what we've been saying, is that it's clearly he wants to control it. He has been like that. He's wanted to control his situation, his announcement, his narrative, all that stuff. He's very much been a part of that over the last couple of years, and I don't think this is any different than that. And we all have to just buckle up and be patient and see where it goes from there.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Diana Rossini tweeted this. She'd been all over this coverage, by the way. Remember, she's the one that had all the reporting about the Jets going out on the plane and everything else to be, meet with them face-to-face last week. She said there's a lot of decisions and moves being made off of what Aaron Rodgers decides to do. The teams and agents are waiting to make moves. As many believe, it's the biggest domino to fall to get free agency going. Now, there has been some moves made, but again, the dramatic ones. Although Jimmy G, that's a pretty big domino, a pretty big piece of free agency that people were wondering about. So again, just keep it locked right here, 98.7 ESPN. When we know, you will know. And that's really all you can ask for. And that's what we will deliver for you. In the meantime, Bart, I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but let me do it here. The Knicks won a game last night against the Lakers. The Lakers were red hot. The Lakers came into the game looking to win and get themselves at 500 for the first time. Believe it or not, for the first time all season.
Only four games back of the Knicks. That's crazy when you start looking at records.
Well, yeah, and the Knicks were struggling after their nine-game winning streak where they had lost the game against the Hornets, and then they come on this trip and they lose a tough one in Sacramento against a really good Sacramento team in a building that had so much energy. And then Saturday night against the Clippers, a meltdown, an absolute meltdown in an awful, the worst shooting performance of Julius Randle's career that night. And they lose that game. And now you're getting to that, oh, no, and you start to panic again about this team. Because they this season, if you look at it, it's so unbelievable how they ride high for eight or nine wins in a row. Then they go five or a couple of losses in a row. Like, they're amazing like that. But then they stop it with, I thought, a fantastic performance in a game. Yes, no LeBron, but the Knicks didn't have Jalen Brunson. More on that in a second. And they fought and fought and fought in a game that Julius Randle got back to being the guy that he's been this season with 18 points in the first quarter. The biggest concern is he's been a great starter, but what they miss is the closer in Jalen Brunson. But fortunately, they were able to avoid having to close too much in that. The Lakers were inept at the end of that game.
You got Hart.
Right, Josh Hart hits the two free throws that kind of iced it. But Bart, the Knicks made one field goal in like the last 5 minutes of the game. And the Lakers, all they had to do was foul, and they couldn't foul. The Knicks played keep away at the end of that game, up to like 5 seconds left before they finally were able to foul them. So a bad loss for the Lakers, a good loss for the Knicks. But you still are missing Jalen Brunson because those last 5 minutes, just like the last 5 minutes in Sacramento, cost you the game because you just can't execute, you just can't finish. And when Jalen Brunson's on the floor, they're able to get those minutes and they're able to pull those wins out. So they miss him, and again, remains question whether he'll play in the last game of this trip tomorrow night in Portland. But they certainly, you see where you miss him. It's not at the start, and if the Knicks can get off to a good start, they generally should be good enough to get the win. But boy, they missed him last night late in the game. They were fortunate, but bench play was great. Deuce McBride played really well. Josh Hart has been playing really well. Obi Toppin's had a good trip. He's played well. But it was good to see Randall and R.J. Barrett both get over 30 points. And let me point this out as well. So the Knicks actually fell with the losing streak. They fell to sixth in the East. Now, they're only sixth by percentage points. But the Nets beat the Nuggets in Denver. The Nets I think they've won 4 of 5. They have a better record than the Mavericks do since that trade.
That's been balling.
Right? I'm telling you right now, like, the Nets are not going to drop out of this thing. They are not falling out. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. The Knicks want that fifth seed. You want that fifth seed because you want to avoid having to play the Sixers. You want to avoid having to play the Celtics, the Bucks. You don't want to play those teams. Yeah. You want to get into that fifth seed. So they've got some work to do here, but they have a chance to salvage this trip if they can win this game tomorrow night against Portland, a Portland team that's just coming back from their long road trip, and their first game home from a road trip is always a little, you don't know how a team's going to be. So if they can get a good finish to this trip, try to get Jalen Brunson back, if not Tuesday, maybe by Saturday when you're home again, your first home game back from this trip, and then you can get yourself downhill into the playoffs. That's where we're at right now. 800-919-3776. Trevor is in Jamaica. What's up, Trevor?
What's going on, Full Force? Just two quick points. Knicks point and Rogers point. My next point is, Knicks versus Lakers yesterday were two teams missing their main piece, trying to find a way to win. kind of had a good playoff feel to it, like a steel sharpening steel. If either team wants to go far in the playoffs, great teams will find a way to win without their best player. Second point is Aaron Rodgers. This is basically like a game of chicken. Rodgers is waiting to be the last one standing. And Rick Fox's ex-wife Vanessa Williams came out with a song a long time ago. You know how it goes. It's standing face to face. World's a crazy place. When just
save
when
the best
you
last.
Thought our chance had passed, you know, you saved the best for last.
Save the best for last. Trevor going with the little Vanessa Williams. I like that.
I don't know, Barb.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I think he's coming, but I just hate that we have to wait. But I do think it's over. I do think it's a done deal. I don't think he's going to walk away from $100 million. He doesn't have a lot of other options out there. You know, and when you look at what's happening, you know, Denver's making moves. You know, McGlinski, you think about Kansas City's making moves.
Kansas City brought in Juwan Taylor as an offensive tackle. They gave him, what, $60 million, $80 million, and $60 million guaranteed.
That's 20 yeah. a year.
But that's moving on from Orlando Brown Jr., which you have been pointing out for a while now.
So that puts you out there, which basically, you know, person with the most money that needs the worst offensive line help is the Chicago Bears, which he's been linked to, the Chicago Bears, because they have so much money and such a need at the position. They did get the guy from Oklahoma, I believe, State Jenkins, but he's had back problems. You know, maybe they go and they use that, you know, all those draft picks that they got to move down and get some, you know, some offensive linemen in the draft.
So I did what I came here to do. Came to Southern California. I was here for a whole weekend. I did run into Aaron Rodgers. I told you I would. So let's see. If I have to head to LAX now, I'm going to meet the Knicks in Portland. I'll be in Portland tomorrow. Get home after all that, and we'll see at some point. He did tell Brandon Marshall there is a deadline to this. And so eventually he's got to say something. By tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about Aaron Rodgers as a Jet. We shall see. K-Show coming up next. Bart, talk to you tomorrow, my man.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.